It's the Afternoon Buzz with DJ Dandy B.
Are you ready for it?
Good afternoon, it's Carly 408. I'm your host, DJ Dandy B, better known as Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi. Coming up this hour, I will tell you about this band, Whistle Melodies and Electric Beats, a day that celebrates a childhood favorite and an exhilarating hike happening this weekend. Also, don't forget to go on to our Facebook or Instagram to answer the question of the day, which is, what was your favorite book as a child? You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That's the station serving America's best.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
The bright side.
And it's you, she'd be your buddy.
Bringing you This Day in Music.
On this day in 2006, this dynamic duo saw their debut single, Crazy, shoot to the summit of the UK singles chart and remain there for 9 weeks, which was the longest stay at number one in over a decade. Initially released in digital form, the catchy tune became the first single to top the British chart solely from download sales and was later named the best-selling single of 2006 in the UK. The song was taken from the duo's Grammy-winning debut album, Say Elsewhere. Gnarls Barkley, consisting of singer-songwriter CeeLo Green and producer Danger Mouse, established digital dominance within the industry. The duo first crossed paths while Green was performing at the University of Georgia and Danger Mouse won a contest to DJ. They became music partners and the rest is history. Their song Crazy was even featured in a couple of TV shows like Cold Case, Grey's Anatomy, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, among many others. Speaking of downloads, be sure to get the AFN Now app, where you can always catch your favorite radio station along with other popular features like podcasts, news and sports, and even local information. I want you to stay tuned to hear about how you can participate in a hike up to Mount Etna. Catch the NCAA men and women's college basketball action right here on AFN Now. Check myafn.net for game times or watch anytime on AFN Now app. Are you ready to tackle Mount Etna? Ascend 3,000 meters or more up the mountain to enjoy the view of Sicily. This 8-hour round-trip hike will take you to the maximum hiking threshold based on the daily condition of volcanic activity. Due to the nature of this trip, there are a limited number of spots available. This hike is specifically for ages 16 and older. If you would like to participate in the hike that happens this Saturday, April 6th, visit the MWR website for full details or contact Community Recreation to sign up. Keep it right here though for your weather exchange rate along with your community calendar coming up for you next.
Popping bottles in the ice. Like a G6.
Bottom of the hour, and here's what's happening with the Sigonella weather.
It's currently 4:30 and 66 degrees outside this afternoon. Today, you can expect a cloudy day with a high of 75. Tonight, you can expect that the temperatures will drop down to a low of 47 degrees. Tomorrow, expect a mostly sunny day with a high of 73 and a low of 48. Over to the exchange rate, brought to you courtesy of Community Bank. One U.S. dollar will buy you 90 euro cents, and 1 euro will cost you $1.10. And now, here is your community calendar. Have you heard about the free dental assistant professional education program? The American Red Cross, in partnership with Naval Hospital Sigonella, is currently accepting applications from military DOD ID card holders for free classroom and hands-on education and clinical skills training needed for chairside and dental office assistants. Apply no later than June 1st if you would like to participate. For more information, please contact the Red Cross at 624-4900, or you can email them at sigonella@redcross.org. Are you considering a career in an agricultural-based business ownership? MESEP partner U.S. Department of Agriculture has the perfect event coming up for you. Tune in on Monday, April 8th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time for their Boost to Business for Beginning Farmers and Ranchers virtual workshop. Explore a variety of topics and discover exciting opportunities. Be sure to head over to the Fleet and Family Support Center Facebook page where they have the registration link. U.S. Naval Hospital Sigonella has a new electronic queuing system for service in the pharmacy, radiology, lab, TRICARE, dental, and immunizations. Locate the white kiosk throughout the hospital and please grab a ticket beforehand. Staff members will be available for additional assistance that you may need. And that's your community calendar. You can check the AFN Sigonella Facebook page for more information.
Hello, this is Big Pond.
Don't lose your AFN signal. AFN decoders must be registered on an annual basis. To do this, go to myafn.net and click Manage My Decoder.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So they are caught.
Pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, boots.
Sodogenic, photogenic, shoot.
Every day gives us a reason to celebrate, each with their very own history and significance. Join us as we highlight this National Day.
It's Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, and I have some fun facts for you. Did you know that peanut butter was considered a delicacy in the early 1900s and was only served in New York City's finest tea rooms? In a May 1896 article published in the Good Housekeeping magazine, a recipe urged homemakers to use a meat grinder to make peanut butter and spread the result onto bread. And then that same year in June, the culinary magazine Table Talk published a peanut butter sandwich recipe. In the late 1920s, the price of peanut butter declined and the sandwich became very popular with children. According to the Peanut Board, during World War II, both peanut butter and jelly were part of the United States Soldier Military's ration list. In 1968, the J.M. Smucker Company introduced Goober, a jarred product that combines alternating vertical stripes of PB&J. And you know, I personally can't get enough of PB&J. And when I was a teacher, it was a go-to for me. It's simple, quick, and it always makes me so happy. I do have to say though, I am not a grape jelly fan. It has to be strawberry jelly all the way. Also, don't forget to go on over to our Facebook or Instagram to answer our question today, which was, what was your favorite book as a child? I've got some shout outs coming up for you next. Over on our Facebook page, we asked you the question of the day, and that was, what is your favorite book as a child? And Amanda said that she really liked one of the books that was from the Chronicles of Narnia, and she specifically said C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And in fifth grade, she remembers having a lot of emotions about the whole storyline. She said, definitely a great beginning book to the series. And of course, you know, Amanda, I admitted earlier I had never seen it or heard of it before. I do know it's been a popular series forever, but if you want to check out this series, you can head over to the library where they're open from Monday to Friday from 10 to 6 p.m. Stay tuned because up next is your news and sports, followed by some more of the afternoon buzz. Thanks for tuning in with DJ Dandy B, better known as Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nezzi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That's the station serving America's best.